Now that the birthing time approaches, you may wish to use the second side of this tape regularly to focus more directly on the birth. It can also be used to initiate labor if you are full term or past term. Allow yourself to begin getting comfortable, lying or sitting, creating a supported space for yourself, and as I speak, for the first few moments, you can allow yourself to simply settle in, listening, relaxing, focusing on your breath. There is probably no single event that holds so much mystery, so much fascination as birth. Many cultural messages about birth have surrounded you since you were a child. The experiences and stories, fears of others in your life, we've all heard the stories of birth from others. This has helped shape what you believe and expect and fear about birth. And beyond the fears, the expectations, and the anticipation, there is the mystery. The unique way in which every woman does her birth. There is no right way. There is only your way. And what it holds for you. Every woman different, each birth different. You, more than anyone else, affects your experience. By listening to this tape right now, you are shaping your experience, setting up patterns of expectation in your body-mind, and providing a deep source for you to draw from. You are building trust in the process of birth and in yourself. And with your next breath, taking in now what you need and beginning to let go of anything you don't need, allowing your comfort and relaxation to deepen as you simply continue to listen. The birth process, powerful, transformative. Your whole being giving birth to your baby, as well as to yourself as a mother. And you have prepared for this on deep levels. You've done so much to strengthen and inform and enable yourself. You are ready now. No woman enters labor without some fear and self-doubt. We know as we stand at the threshold that this is an awesome journey. And we know deep inside the safety and power of birth. Even though our culture has not honored and valued labor, has tried to control it, scared of the power of birth. Birth has an intelligence of its own and has provided us with great gifts beyond the gift of the child. The journey of labor is the opportunity to claim what is ours as women. And as you take your next breath, you can recall now things in your life that have been challenging. And notice how every experience has taught you, has helped shape you, has been a part of making you who you are. Resisting change seems to be common, even if the change is something we want. The mind fears the unknown. Yet you can recall now many experiences that you've had that have been powerful, difficult, perhaps painful. and incredibly beneficial. Experiences that have given you wisdom and strength. Experiences that have made you the person that you are. That has helped prepare you now. That you can draw on. You bring all of your resources with you. They belong to you, are an integral part of who you are. Nothing can change that. You can notice your breath right now, and if there's any holding, just allow yourself to soften and deepen your breath, following the inhalation and the exhalation. And you can recall as you take your next breath, times in your life when you have worked hard, challenges you've had that at first seemed almost impossible. You may have wondered if you were going to be able to do it. And how afterward, you may have even thought that it wasn't so hard as the mind had said or feared it would be. And you can recall how, paradoxically, when you are extremely focused and your mind is quiet, you reach a point where the work is simply happening, where your body takes over, your actions unfold, and in spite of what the mind says, you're simply doing what needs to be done. We've all had times in our life that we can recall. And as you've been listening to me, you've already begun to focus on your breath, relaxing and letting go. And you can allow your relaxation to deepen, making any adjustments now in your body or with your breath, doing whatever you need to let yourself become even more relaxed, creating for yourself the sacred and powerful space of deep relaxation and receptivity. And this is a very personal and powerful space of focusing, consciously supporting your intention to allow labor to begin now, trusting the readiness of your body, of nature, to know when to begin. Using your breath to let go even more. Allowing yourself to give over to the bed or the chair. Allowing your body to be fully supported. Feeling the heaviness. Gravity causing you to sink deeper and deeper. Noticing how nice it is to give over to gravity, to feel the subtle downward pull of the earth. Knowing that your baby feels this pull also, and is giving itself over to gravity to make its way out of the womb, received into the world. And with your next breath, return your awareness to your body, beginning with your head, making any adjustments, letting go in your face, down your neck, across your shoulders. Breathing, softening, letting go down your arms, following your breath, soft and easy. Letting go in your chest, your belly, feeling yourself soften around the baby. And feeling your pulse now, beating silently to you perhaps, but your baby hears the beating of your heart, the swishing sound of the placenta, sending its rich, nourishing blood, and with your next breath, sending oxygen right down to your baby, letting go wherever you need. Continuing down your thighs, your calves, and out your feet, deepening your relaxation. And as you take your next breath, imagine now the moon. Since the beginning of time associated with female energy, see the moon stand beneath her shining light for a few breaths, cycling in and out. The moon in her cycles, her phases, waxing, waning, going from new to full, and seeing the moon when it's at its fullest, totally round and bright, reflecting the light. And when it is completely full, cannot get any fuller, then it begins to empty. And it happens very naturally, just as a pregnancy reaches its fullness, as full as can be. And it knows when it's at its fullest, when it's ready. Your body knows. Even the midwife or doctor don't know exactly when, even though you have an expected date. Nobody really knows when, but the body knows when it's at its fullest. It knows how and when to begin. We've all heard the expression, when the apple is ripe, it falls from the tree, because nature knows, the apple knows, when it's ripe and when it's time to fall. Very effective and powerful chemical messengers right now being released, signaling the natural order and timing of things. The intelligence of nature, the same intelligence that makes the earth revolve around her own axis in one day, the moon orbiting around the earth in 1 month, the earth around the sun in 1 year, perfectly alternating rhythms, day and night, summer and winter. And the body knows its own perfect rhythm, knows just when to begin. And as you take your next breath, relaxing and letting go of anything you don't need, breathing into your belly, your baby, imagining for a moment your baby healthy, mature, ready to be born. And within the baby, there are chemical messengers, signals that communicate to your body when it's ready. No one really knows what makes labor begin, but one thing that is known is the baby and mother interact, communicate readiness back and forth. The baby puts out messages when the lungs are mature, secreting substances that inform the mother's body. And the mother sends messages to the baby. Even now, as you breathe and relax, you're sending chemical messengers signaling that you're ready. The intelligence of nature guides this, directs the timing. And there are potent forces of change that are already happening within your body. Even if you can't feel them yet, even without your awareness, because your body knows what to do. Releasing the hormones that affect labor. Like the hormone relaxin being released now, softening your joints and ligaments, giving you flexibility, allowing for the give of the body, for the opening, for the passage. You've already had times of feeling achy and uncomfortable, perhaps when you turn from side to side while lying, or when you first stand up, feeling sore in your pelvis. Perhaps you've even wondered if this is normal. This hormone, relaxin, secreting, softening, creating room for your baby to come out, preparing even now. It knows how to do that. That seed that was growing in the dark, fertile warmth of your uterus, now ready to blossom. Like the buds coming up through the earth in the spring, each bud, each flower knows, from millions of years of evolution, knows on a deep cellular level just how to open. And just when to begin. All of nature knows when it's ready. And with your next breath, imagine now the buds and flowers opening. Perhaps your favorite flower. Even just imagining the opening of a flower is very powerful. Envision it now, just beginning. You may have seen time-lapse photography when you've seen the flower closed and then movement begins, at first subtle, so subtle that you're unaware of it with normal vision, but as you watch with special vision, you see the movements begin, and then the opening starts, first quivers, and then the gradual unfolding, and then more and more, and then it looks as if it's bursting open, and it knows how and when to open. And your body is getting ready, has already begun. Even if you're unaware, the softening, thinning of the cervix, the opening, already begun. You may have had early contractions, the hormones already releasing, feeling crampy like a period or a backache perhaps. And each and every contraction, even the early contractions, soften, thin, and open the cervix. And you don't know exactly when it will happen. You could be just a few days or hours or even minutes away from labor beginning in full force. You don't know exactly, but your body knows when it's ready. The intelligence of nature knows how to conceive and grow a baby, how to birth a baby. the hormones know when to begin secreting and how much to secrete. Like the hormone oxytocin, very powerful hormone, the hormone that begins and regulates labor, secreting in just the perfect amounts when the body is relaxed, the mind reassured, the heart willing. And when the communication with the body is to trust and let go in its own time, working in co-creation with the intelligence of the body, following the natural rhythms, the cycles in and out, waxing and waning, filling and emptying, and the power of labor, its purpose, its intelligence, to honor and intensify this sacred bringing forth, giving you the gifts that only a woman who has taken this journey knows. And with your next breath, taking in what you need now to begin: oxygen, nutrients, hormones, trust, and letting go of anything you don't need. Carbon dioxide, concerns, self-doubt, fear, letting go of anything you don't need. And with your next breath, imagine the ocean. In French, la mer, the same word as the word mother. Walk now to the feet of the mother, stepping into the ocean. A warm breeze bathing you, perhaps under the moonlight. And with a breath, see yourself. Feel yourself standing now just at the shore, where the water meets. Hear the waves. Feel the waves come into you, your feet sinking just a little into the sand, receiving the rhythm, the pulse of the wave in and out like the breath. And look out now over the water. With your next breath, you can imagine and hear how large some waves look as they rush toward the shore, how each one, when it reaches the shore, recedes back into the body of the ocean. The evenness of the pattern. The awareness now that every wave, some great and rushing, every wave comes to shore. This pattern in nature, trusting the natural rhythm of the wave, of the in and the out, of the contraction. The intelligence. And there are times when the weather changes, causing the surface of the ocean to become turbulent and deeper now. However turbulent on the surface at any given moment, underneath, in the depths, there is always the deep calm. in the underwater currents, moving with grace, deep, steady, always there, even if you're not aware of it. Like those currents mysteriously moving with their own rhythms, your body knows when and how to begin. And your baby knows when it's ready and how to get born. The baby's head, the heaviest part of its body, surrounded by the amniotic fluid, naturally has its head down, fitting in the pelvis. And the baby knows how to tuck its chin into its chest, creating the perfect fit, pushing down into the cervix, thinning and softening, opening, cooperating with your body. And the baby knows how to turn and rotate and how to make its way down and out, just as the earth turns, silently spinning now. And with your next breath, simply acknowledging the design, marveling in the perfection of nature's preparation and plan. And with your next breath, the expansion of the in-breath, how deep the air goes, how each breath in brings all the oxygen to each and every cell, and how each exhalation lets go of the carbon dioxide, creating more space on the inside. And each breath does so much replenishing, renewing. You only need to take, only can take one breath at a time, coming, going, one contraction at a time, doing so much, softening and opening. And your participation, your cooperation, your ability to take in what you need, your strength and courage, support from the universe, the divine feminine, to receive from your partner and those in your life who care, giving you their energy through their love. And if there's a partner in your life, allow the image of your partner to come before you now. See your partner. Feel your connection. And take in the love that is there. Breathing deeply in the presence of your beloved. With your next breath, you can now call in the strength and wisdom of others in your life, and on all women who have gone before you, and women who are with you now on this journey, other women ready for labor to begin. Although birth is very much your own journey, it is also a collective journey. And this unique design allows you to join in the strength of the collective, to draw energy and courage from the whole. And with your next breath, bring your attention to your heart. See your baby now resting under your beating heart, carried by you every minute, every day, for weeks, for months. The beating heart, the strength of the love for this baby. And feel yourself now enveloped in a field of vibrant energy, the energy of new life. This is a gift for you. All the energy and strength you need. The power and energy of creation. And your baby, nourished, cradled, protected within, is ready now to come into the world and take its first breath and look into your face. And you, meeting, receiving your baby on the outside for the first time, see what you have felt and imagined, to receive your baby all warm and wet into your arms, looking into the face of your own child for the first time. Mother Earth below, who with loving gravity is holding you, giving you energy, helping bring your baby down and out. And your body knowing just what to do and just how to do it, supported by your practice of deep relaxation. Breath, your most immediate, accessible ally, your anchor, always there. Breathing and letting go, expansion and contraction. You have everything you need to give birth now. Believing in, trusting on a cellular level, the safety and intelligence of birth, and of your courage and strength. The midwives say, birth is as safe as life gets. Begin to prepare to return now, taking the time you need to come back into normal waking consciousness, gently, with respect for where you've been and where you're going, knowing this experience is with you on a deep level. A resource, a place to return to and draw from. Using your breath and your intention as the link. Right now, focusing on your breath, using your breath, bringing in revitalizing oxygen and energy. Becoming more aware of your environment, beginning to move in any way that will help you return to the room, to your body right here and now. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, feel refreshed, rejuvenated, relaxed, and ready for labor and birth, knowing you have everything you need to give birth to your baby right now.